Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Basic SQL Queries. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the structure of SQL queries, how to use select statements, and how to filter data with the WHERE clause. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write basic SQL queries to retrieve and filter data effectively, empowering you to analyze information relevant to your business. Main content. Introduction to SQL query structure. Structured query language, or SQL, is a powerful tool used for managing and manipulating databases. At its core, a SQL query consists of several key components that dictate what data is retrieved from a database. The basic structure of a SQL query follows this pattern. Select is the command that tells the database which columns of data you want to retrieve. From specifies the table from which to pull the data. WHERE is an optional clause that allows you to filter the results based on specific conditions. Understanding this structure is crucial as it forms the foundation for constructing more complex queries. Using select statements, the select statement is central to retrieving data in SQL. When you want to find information in your database, you begin with select. Here's a simple example. This query retrieves the first and last names of all employees from the employees table. You can also use the wildcard to select all columns. While using select, it's important to remember that the order of the columns listed will match the order they appear in the result set. This allows you to display data in a meaningful way, tailored to your requirements. Filtering data with WHERE clause is where the real power of SQL comes into play. It enables you to filter the results based on specific criteria. For example, if you want to find employees in a particular department, your query might look like this. This query will return only the first and last names of employees who work in the sales department. You can also use other operators such as like for pattern matching or logical operators like and or to combine multiple conditions. For instance, this query filters to show only those employees who are active and work in sales. Examples. To make the concepts more relatable, let's look at a couple of practical examples relevant to a business context. Example 1. Customer data retrieval. Suppose you manage a customer database for your business. If you want to retrieve the names of customers who have made purchases over a certain amount, you can execute the following query. This would return a list of customers who have spent more than $100. Example 2. Employee roles. Let's say you want to check the roles of employees within your organization. You might run, this query finds all employees whose roles contain the word manager, helping you identify leadership positions within your company. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the basics of SQL queries, focusing on the structure, the use of select statements, and filtering data with the WHERE clause. Mastering these fundamental skills will empower you to retrieve and analyze data effectively, enhancing your decision-making capabilities in your business. As you progress in this course, you'll build on these skills to tackle more complex data analysis tasks. Reflection questions. How can you apply the select statement to retrieve specific information relevant to your business? In what scenarios would you find the WHERE clause most beneficial for filtering data? What challenges do you foresee in constructing SQL queries, and how might you address them?